There were several times during our discussions that Radovan Karadzic wanted to demonstrate his skill at bioenergetic healing. The first time was January 23, 2015, the third of 12 four-hour conversations we had between October 2014 and November 2016. We were sitting in our little chairs at our little wooden table in the small room allocated to us by the prison. Karadzic had gone into hiding following his indictment for genocide and crimes against humanity, including for his role in the murder of some 8,000 men and boys in Srebrenica during the Bosnian War. I wanted to understand why he had disguised himself as an energy healer when he was on the lam, a fugitive from international justice. During the 12-year period he was a fugitive, Karadzic took on a new identity. He lost 32 kilograms, around 70 pounds, and grew out his famously styled hair, wearing it in a hippie-style topknot tied with a black ribbon. In lieu of tailored suits, he took to wearing ratty, unwashed clothes. He grew a very long beard, the beard of a mystic, and took on a new name and a new profession. He became Dragan David Dabic, an energy healer offering spiritual cures for infertility and disease. Karadzic was the subject of the largest manhunt in modern history, prior to the hunt for Osama bin Laden. NATO forces had tried to capture him, more or less energetically, for 12 years, reportedly spending billions of dollars. He was finally apprehended by Serbian intelligence operatives in Belgrade in 2008. On March 24, 2016, the tribunal found him guilty of genocide and crimes against humanity and sentenced him to 40 years imprisonment. On March 20, 2019, the appeals chamber increased Karadzic's sentence to life in prison. "Why did you decide to become a naturopath when you were in hiding?" I asked him. "Is it really true that no one recognized you when you were in disguise?" He laughed. Big grin. "I always say that those who knew me had no idea where I was, and those who knew where I was had no idea who I was." He smiled, like a prideful, naughty child. "So he thinks he was Houdini, able to disappear." For a moment, I could see what he must have looked like as a boy. "It wasn't really a disguise," he said. He was truly interested in bioenergetic healing. He had experienced folk medicine as a child and had experimented with it as an adult. It wasn't something he had to make up. "When I was a small child, I fell ill," he told me. "I cried a lot. I wasn't eating. I couldn't stand. My mother took me to see an old lady. The old lady measured me from my right shoulder to my left knee, again and again, touching me on my shoulder and knee each time. I stopped crying. I stood up. I started eating again." I noticed his features relaxing. He was more himself. Up until this point, in the 10 hours we had already spent together, we had stuck mostly to safe issues, history and literature. But this subject, the period he'd spent as a doctor of alternative medicine, seemed to revitalize him. "When I was very, very young and not wise, and I heard this story from my mother and other stories like it, I laughed, knowing it couldn't possibly be true. But later I understood that there are things we don't understand that are still true.